Hunter Lawrence Paris, first of all, did you know that your agent bought the media dinner last night in an ultimate display of, like, courage and a real kind heart?
It's an honorable move, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, even through the tough times where, the media is somewhat, you know, they've been against him at times. Yeah. So, you know, and yet again, he just goes out of his way to, you know.
It was a real peace offering.
Peace offering and became the bigger man in the deal. So, you know, I am aware he did somewhat take some of it back. He giveth and he taketh in a gambling way. So, I mean, I just don't gamble with him.
Yeah, that was my bad on that. But he did buy us food. Hey, you provided some real highlights this weekend with the win, first of all, which was great. The crash on the whoops that could have been nasty if that inflatable tough block wasn't there. And then, of course, your brother doing what he did. So you had a really eventful weekend. Let's start with your brother doing what he did. I mean, were you seriously mad, or was that like, whatever, you idiot, you just went too hard?
No, I wasn't mad, because it's in the race situation, you don't have time to be mad. So get up, whatever, you know, get up, get back in, try to get my breathing under control and get back in. It's tough whenever you crash, pick the bike up on an upslope. Like, it takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And then after he was pissed at himself, because he said he got kicked out of the whoops and kind of fucked up. So he said that's what happened. I haven't seen it yet, but that's what happened. That's what happened. We're good enough to know when we're not going to lie to each other, you know.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Whatever. I'm sure he'll be on the short end of the stick sometimes. Somewhere in the future. That's racing. That just shit happens.
The crash on the whoops. You're on the left. Was it Tixier? Did Tixier being down cause that, or did something else? Like what take us through that a little bit?
Yeah. No. It honestly, like, I seen he was down.
Yeah.
And before I made the decision to either go left or right, it already had started.
Okay.
So it was before I even made the decision to commit to go, it already kind of somewhat
started.
The ride started. And, you know, we've had 1 week of media stuff and then 1 week of testing and then 1 week of laps. So we're still figuring things out. We're still adapting. It's a lot of motorcycle to handle out there. So there's things we're figuring out, improving on and stuff. And it caught me. And thankfully it wasn't too serious, and out across over the freestyle mesh. and then I picked it up and got, and then some dude was dragging the tough block back in front of me, and then like walked back in front of me as I was going to turn around, and I crashed again, and Myrtle was there to save the day and help pick the bike up. So I'm glad no one protested that, because you know, when you have a big crash like that, you're a little somewhat flustered, and you get, and then you fall again, you're just like, oh, can I just get back in the race? Right. So, no, we're good.
Look, you're an older guy in the 4D class, so it's not like you're a kid. But Ken Roczen, Cooper Webb, your brother, who just went 22-0 on a 450, getting the win surprise you, or did you like come in and be like, yeah, I can definitely win some mains, or I can? We all knew you'd be in the mix, but I think I was a little surprised with how good you were right away.
Oh, easy on the older guy. I'm only 24.
I know, but like you're...
Ken's 30 this year.
You raced the world championships. You raced... I just feel like you're...
Race, you know, experience, okay, sure. Seasoned.
You're,
you know,
seasoned. You're not a kid.
Right, no, I'm not a kid. I'm not a kid. I mean...
But first time out, you know, you're beating your brother who just went 22-0, and you're beating Ken Roczen and Cooper Webb. I mean, you know, like pretty much Webb rode okay, but you had him all weekend, and this is where you're at, you know, as a first-time 450 guy.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's, I don't know, it's still early, man. It's still early, so it's great, great process. It doesn't mean the world, but I'm happy. I'm happy where the speed's at already for now, for, like I said, just under 3 weeks on the bike and, you know, adapting to the motorcycle, you know, building strength still and figuring it all out. You know, there's a lot of things that are completely different to riding a 250. So it's good, man. I'm happy. Got one over Jetson. So he can suck that.
Yep.
And,
you're not doing that move on me again, bro.
Yeah, he ain't doing it again. I say, we're going down on the ground and second and third before I let you pull that one again.
Yeah.
He got the last laugh. Happy. It was a fun event.
One thing about the 450, like in your whoop crash, when it goes, it's going.
Oh, it goes. Yeah. It goes hard. It's you gotta be a slick cat to pull it back.
I was going to ask your brother this question, but I don't think he really appreciate it. I'll ask you. You know the history of the sport a little more than he does. Bercy, Paris, you know, I don't think you've ever done this thing before, but you've certainly read about it and heard about it, and you got to do an iconic event, you know? 40
it's
years.
Cool. It's unbelievable to finally be at a point in our career where, you know, Jed and I are somewhat the stars of the show, you know, stars of the event, which is really, really special, because there's so many years that, you know, if people come to watch the top stars, we've watched the top stars online and stuff like that. So it's cool. We don't realize it, but it is cool to kind of realize and, you know, do a lap at the end to thank all the people, because it is special that, you know, they all come out to watch and we do our best to give them the best show they want to see.
You think he realizes that?
No.
Yeah, no chance. Okay. Thanks, Hunter.
Thanks.